KVCU, Boulder.
Well, howdy, howdy, and hi. The high fidelity version. You know, this is a time on Radio 1190 when we play honky tonk, old time, western swing, spaghetti western, and yep, country music. We call it Route 78 West, and we usually have a theme song, but I don't know about you, but I was hanging out at up the mountains at some old timer's old fart's birthday party, and I'm all full of barbecue and good pie and ice cream. So yeah, I think things are a little sloppy. We'll get into our groove.
We're going to have a fun show today.
We're sort of in food coma right now.
We're just going to play stuff I like to play today is what it's all about. I'm just going to be like one of these shows. It's kind of be like a best Uncle Jeff's favorite stuff that he plays a lot. But
Uncle Jeff will reign today. And I'm Ukulele Loki, by the way, and howdy and welcome to Route 78 West.
You are listening indeed. And we're going to kick it off with a new one to the show here. This is Roy Hogshead. He's a pretty interesting guy, a lot of performance stuff, and we'll talk a little more about him. But let's get right into it. The Shuffleboard Shuffle. And yeah, there's some double intenders here.
Intenders. Innuendo. Now they say money flies out your door when love flies innuendo.
I don't know where we started, but I know it's great to play this game most every day. Shuffle, shuffleboard, shuffle, shuffle. Push a little bit and let it slide on down. I shuffled last night and the night before. If I don't get better, won't shuffle no more. Shuffle. Shuffleboard, shuffle, shuffle. Push a little bit and let it slide on down. I ain't much good, but I like to get better. My gal like to shuffle, but her mama won't let her. Shuffle. Shuffleboard, shuffle, shuffle. Push a little bit and let it slide on down. You can play it fast and you can play it slow. You push the reds and the blues must go. Shuffle, shuffleboard, shuffle, shuffle. Push a little bit and let it slide on down. Grandpa says, here's all you do. Shuffle, shuffleboard, shuffle, shuffle. Push a little bit and let it slide on down. You can shoot from the middle, you can shoot from the side. If you don't shoot straight, you're gonna lose your pride. Shuffle, shuffleboard, shuffle, shuffle. Push a little bit and let it slide on down. One, two, three, and a hanger makes four. Shuffle, shuffleboard, shuffle, shuffle. Push a little bit and let it slide on down.
I'm going into town. Give up rope and draw my pay and kind of prowl around. Cause I'm gonna get tired.
Gonna get tired.
Gonna drink that booze.
Gonna drink that booze.
Yeah, I'm gonna get tired.
Gonna get tired.
Do what I choose.
Do what I choose.
Now I'm gonna dance.
I'm gonna dance.
And I'm gonna sing.
I'm gonna sing.
Yeah, I'm gonna get tired.
Gonna get tired.
Do everything.
Do everything.
Pint of good old gin and a gal who likes to step. And boy, we gonna take things in, but we won't need no help, cause we're gonna get tired.
Gonna get tired.
Gonna drink that booze.
Gonna drink that booze.
Yeah, we're gonna get tired.
Oh, gonna get tired.
Do what we choose.
Do what we choose.
Now we gonna dance.
We gonna dance.
And we gonna sing.
We gonna sing.
Yeah, we're gonna get tired.
Gonna get tired.
Do everything.
Do everything.
Oh.
gonna get tired.
Gonna get tired.
Gonna drink that booze.
Gonna drink that booze.
Yeah, we're gonna get tired.
Gonna get tired.
Do what we do.
Do what we do.
Now we're gonna dance.
We're gonna dance.
And we're gonna sing.
We're gonna sing.
Yeah, we're gonna get tired.
Gonna get tired.
Do everything.
Do everything.
Sweetheart, I can tell by your countless experiences.
Oh, that's a familiar sound.
There it is. Yeah, it's a little late in the game, but that's the way it works around here.
Our latent theme song here on Route 78 West with Ukulele Loki and Uncle Jeff. Jeff, tell us about that last set. There were some nice sounds in there.
You do that very professionally.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, this is Roy Hogshead started us off with a shuffleboard shuffle. I've been really getting into this disc. This is a Bear Family disc, so my buddy Eric lent me this thing, and it's actually called Cocaine Blues, not to be endorsed or anything. And there's a bunch of stuff that's...
The Cocaine Blues says never try that stuff any more than twice.
I guess.
I think is what they say in the song, because you'll end up shooting your woman down, getting chased into Mexico, and I believe you get hanged in the end. So stay away from the white stuff.
The treat with this disc is that it's basically accordion, guitar, and bass, and that's the band. So it's got a really nice feel, and the accordion player is actually, there were two different ones. It's great stuff, actually. We'll give you a name here in a little bit. And then kind of gives it a polka western swing feel, and sort of a unique little genre area that this guy has brought, the only one that ever did it. Real good Bear Family really issued in 1999, and most of the stuff's dating from 1947 to 51. Then we followed that up with the Sunshine Boys, a 78 that I'd never heard anything of, but anything with boys in it, anybody, these brothers, that kind of stuff, you always got to check them out. And this was on Bluebird, and it's going to get tight. And then one of my all-time favorite steel, slidey lap steel guitar stuff, it's Roy Smeck and his Serenaders, and that's Drifting and Dreaming. And I don't know, he's got the touch that I hope to get to by the time I get to be an old guy.
Well, he's the wizard of the strings. Now, I heard you playing your lap steel, and you got a sort of a natural feel to it, Jeff. Watch out, folks. Uncle Jeff's going to be an up-and-coming lap steeler out there.
That's right. I'm going to quit my job and join a country band. And then we wrap that up with the Blue Sky Boys with Why Not Confess, which, I don't know, it just seems like it's Sunday. Probably ought to cover that, get it out of the way.
Get that confession out of the way. Okay, now we can get down to sinning. Although we did play that song about getting tight, and for those of you that don't keep up with the vernacular of the old time talk, getting tight is another term for getting twisted or loaded or lit, intoxicated, drunk, in other words, boozing it up.
Huh.
Having a big time.
I'm glad you're telling people these things.
Well, you know, that's my job. I'm a future English teacher of America. So.
We got a little set here, a Snake Dance Boogie stuff. This is another Roy Hogshead track, and I love this. And I think I'm going to slip into some David Bromberg. It's kind of a little out of genre, as they say, but another Snake Dance song. We'll see if we can keep this going with the Billy Dance and Snake Dance thing.
Sounds good to me. You're listening to Radio 1190's Route 78 West.
I went honky-tonkin' the other night. I met a little gal, boy, was she nice. She did the snake dance boogie.
She wiggled and she waggled.
All around the floor.
She wiggled and she waggled.
She did the snake dance boogie, and they all cried for more. She got on the floor, and she started to dance. She shimmied and she shook, and she started to prance. She did the snake dance boogie.
She wiggled and she waggled.
All around the floor.
She wiggled and she waggled.
She did the snake dance boogie, and they all cried for more. Her hips and rolled her eyes. She snuggled up close and man alive. She did the snake dance boogie.
She wriggled and she waggled.
All around the floor.
She wriggled and she waggled.
She did the snake dance boogie and they all cried for more. I'm gonna see my baby tomorrow night. She's gonna do the boogie and she'll do it right. She'll do the snake dance boogie.
She wriggled and she waggled.
All around the floor.
She wriggled and she waggled.
She did the snake dance boogie and they all cried for more. And prance and she does it fine. She can shake it for me just any old time. She does a snake dance boogie.
She wriggled and she waggled.
All around the floor.
She wriggled and she waggled.
She did a snake dance boogie and they all cried for more.
I was at this carnival just a few years ago. No no big deal, Ferris wheel, same old stuff, you know. And I wandered around the grounds until I found this little tent. Man outside made a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. It was the same old line, except for one part. He said, it don't cost no money, you got to pay with your heart.
Oh, Sheriff,
what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, I went inside and looked around for a seat. The lights went low and the drums played a beat. Then this girl come out dressed in a scarf and a sneeze, and she did a little dance that made me weak in the knees. She danced just like her back had no bone, while the band played a tune they called the Main Street Moan. She smiled a smile for the whole world to see. And then she turned her head and she looked straight at me. I must have jumped at least 6 feet in the air. And when I come down, that girl wasn't there.
Oh, Sharon,
what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Out come this dude with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard and he was built like a bear. He said, you stop your shouting, there's no more to the show. And if you want to breathe right, you all better go. I didn't hang around, I headed straight for the door. But on my way out, I heard that big bear roar. Do to these men.
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, every night that show played, I was right there. I stayed out of the reach of that mean red bear. And it was just like the man that said in his speech at the start. When the carny left town, it took a piece of my heart. And I still get a funny feeling deep down in my bones every time I hear a band play that Main Street Mall.
Oh, Sharon!
Child, what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, I went to a party, it was late last night. I rocked and rolled till the early, early light. I met a little girl and the name was Midget. The doggone woman just drove me silly. Oh, 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 Midget, 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 Midget. Oh, Midget, 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 Midget. Strangest woman in this land. Midget's got herself another man. Well, they felt it in their souls like they was rhythm bound. The fence cats was jumping all around. Then Long Tall Lee, he sends the terrifying sound. Midget's got herself another man. Oh, 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 Midget, 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 Midget. Oh, Midget, 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 Midget. Strangest woman in this land. Midget's got herself another man. Blah, blah, blah. Then all at once, to my surprise, we heard a little bell. She said, what's that sound? But let's go home, baby, cause it's the milkman. Oh, 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 Midget, 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 Midget. Oh, Midget, 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 Midget. Strangest woman in this land. Midget's got herself another man.
Some girls do, some girls don't, some girls will, and some girls won't. Go out with rich men and help spend their dough. Then when they want real loving, they to a poor man go. Some girls think, some girls joke, and some girls drink, and some girls smoke. But they're all fine when you understand. There's never a girl that looks bad to a man. Some girls do, some girls don't, some girls will, and some girls won't. Go spend their good money at the beauty place. Then wear their dresses so short, men never see their face. Some girls laugh, some girls sigh, some girls frown, some girls cry. But I don't care, long as I hold their hand, I'm a Romeo, boy, what a man.
Oh, yeah. If there's something, you guys have been listening to the show for a little while here, and throw that theme music on there, pal. You can listen to the show for a while. We know we always are trying to find something that no one else plays anywhere, probably in the country. And
sometimes for good reason, and sometimes for damn fool reasons, too.
But trolling through the 78s, Carl and Hardy were probably the best discovery I made this year. As one of these fun bands, kind of lost. That's coming from probably 1939 or 40. And it's pretty nice. Some girls do, some that girls don't. It's on the OK label. And these guys were sort of bridged.
But I don't care. I want to hold her hand. He's a Romeo.
I know.
A heck of a man.
And they're bridging the vaudeville tradition with the beginnings of Western swing and kind of the country stuff. And
that's the era I'm firmly stuck in frequently.
Some girls will and some girls won't. Yes. And Jack Scott, Midgey, right before that. That's a nice rockabilly. That's hot stuff. I remember that from my dad's record collection.
Definitely kicking it kind of Elvis style there.
And then the one that I thought was not going to work, and it worked fine, is David Bromberg and Sharon. And that's a hot little she walks, she talks, she moves just like a reptile.
Yeah. Well, I like it. That's go ahead.
I remember that from the college days. That was a kind of a minor FM hit.
Oh yeah, well sure. Well you're an old timer, you know. Uncle Jeff here's the old timer, but I gotta tell you, I've got a great interest in Circus Sideshow, and particularly in reviving it. That's about from 1972, and it was about the time that the Freaks or the Human Oddities were getting sort of drummed out of the Sideshow because they thought it was exploiting the Freaks, but at the same time the hippies were adopting the term of freak, and everyone was being a freak was cool. And I got a little group called the Crispy Family Carnival. We're bringing back the Human Oddities. We got some good performers. So go to crispyfamily.com in the coming weeks and find out about the new wave of oddities.
Can you tell us about Boobzilla on the radio? Or is
I'm sure I could.
What could you say that's family oriented?
42K. She's an unusual woman, and she's got some amazing skills, and she's part of the Crispy Family Carnival. So we got all kinds of exciting antics to share with you. And as soon as we've got our calendars scheduled, I'll be sure to give a shout out about some upcoming shows.
I think that's best left to the imagination. All right. I started off that set with Roy Hogshead, another one there, Snake Dance Boogie, that kind of got us in this whole sideshow vaudeville, I don't know, whatever else.
Middle Eastern riffs, too. Yeah. Oh, is it exotica, orientalism, and just excitement from far away and distant lands of yore.
Well, I got one to get us out of the gutter here and put us back firmly entrenched in whatever place Route 78 tends to dwell these days.
Okay, where is that?
This one's Homer and Jethro. It's Turntable One. And yeah. This one's going out for my pal Dave, and it's actually stick around for Bob's Music Machine coming up here at 7 o'clock. He does all kinds of great 60s, 70s, moves in the 80s, some punk stuff at the end. And this song, some of you who listen to Bob's show, you're going to know this one right off the bat here. This is called Screen Door. It's kind of based on Green Door. Homer and Jethro, I don't know why they did this.
It's the humorous side of country music, folks.
Last night, both of us went a-prowling, sneaked out, left our wives home a-howling. Screen door wouldn't let me and my pal in. Well, I put my ear against the door, I bet this will astound you. Checkers, cause a voice yelled out, "You hound, you. If you make just one more move like that, I'm gonna crown you." Come on in here
and get behind the screen door. So I licked her hand till she went to sleep again behind the screen door. Morning, out in the barn we're asleepin', out where she keeps the cows and the sheep in. Screen door, won't you please let us sneak in? Screen door, won't you please let us sneak in?
What's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hard behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. I wish you'd let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I'd been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
I saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said,
man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Thank you.
was that cat all right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Buster Bennett Trio, Leapfrog Blues. That's a good one. You know, we actually used to have Crispy from the Crispy Family Carnival. That's my circus sideshow. He's a big boy. You've seen Crispy before, right, Jeff?
I have seen Crispy. I haven't seen him staple money to himself.
Well, no, before we put him down on the bed of nails and allow darts to be thrown in his back and let people staple tips to him. Yeah, he's a strange duck for sure. It's a sideshow, folks. What do you expect? We used to have him stripped to that, but now we have him stripped to this more classic, The Stripper. But so that was a nice long set, kind of some odd territory for Route 78 West. We'd definitely be getting into some sort of jazzy tunes, some 20s-inspired stuff, some prohibitionary stuff. So why don't we just take it back to the top of that set list and go forward?
You're thinking I can do that, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go backwards.
I know I can do it randomly. We had the Pleahall Brothers in there, that nice little polka, Homecoming Waltz whatever. Right. And that was Homecoming Polka. That's a great one. That's an old Swedish disc.
How we got a polka in that set, I don't know.
Because it seemed to fit with the rhythmic kind of stuff. And we also had that great Brother Bones and Sweet Georgia Brown. That's a way old 78. That's way before Harlem Globetrotters actually took that and used it.
Brother Bones and His Shadows, actually that rhythmic sound you're hearing is actually the playing of the bones. It's kind of like when you play spoons, but you do it with a couple of bones and you smack them together in each hand for that rhythmic effect. Sweet Georgia Brown's kind of about just one of those exciting kind of fast-living jazz ladies, which worked in well with that set because we also had two different versions of the Green Door. We had the Cramps covering the old classic, which I guess was used in an adult film in the 70s, but the Green Door also refers to there was a bar in Chicago from the 20s. The Green Door just kind of implies a house of maybe ill repute or prohibited activities, perhaps a speakeasy of sorts. And, of course, we had the comedy version, The Screen Door, from some of your favorite country comedians there before that.
Are you sure that was comedy? That was Homer and Jethro.
Yeah, it wasn't very funny. It was kind of like...
It was kind of cheesy, actually.
I think I might have given a clinker today.
All right. Well, so let's call that the stinker. And then you got some other sort of...
We got on the topic of prohibition and, sort of forbidden substances. And I figured we could just sort of have some fun with sort of the jazz age play on that. And a great one here from Hoagy Carmichael playing on, the stereotypical Asian-sounding riff and throwing it in with some kind of jump blues piano, too. A brilliant tune, great playing, awesome singing, tricky melody, groovy rhythm changes. It's the Hong Kong Blues, about that guy who gave in to Brother Opium down there, kicked old Buddha's gong around, got in some trouble. So here's Hoagy Carmichael, and then after that, maybe a little Reefer-Headed Woman, and we might even get into the Viper. You jazzers will know what we're talking about.
now she won't give me back. Well, that's all right, baby, 'cause I really wanna stay. You send me more than a minute than my wife could do all day.
It's a story of a very unfortunate color man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. And now he's bobbing the piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he says, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Oh, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill, and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I've yen to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet opium won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. That's the story of a very unfortunate color man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. Thank you.
throat get dry and you know you're high. Ha ha! Everything is dandy. Truck on down to your candy store. Get your kicks off of peppermint candy. Then you'll know your body's scent. You don't give a damn about paying no rent. Just hear the bells ring, ding dong ding. If you're a viper, yeah, don't tear the paper, man, don't tear it. Gotta twist it up.
Well, we got a sad little thing coming up next that Billy C. and Cody wrote. Called I Got the Down to Seeds and Stems Again Blues. I'm sitting alone Saturday night, watching the Late Late Show. A bottle of wine, some cigarettes, I got no place to go. Well, I saw your other man today. He was wearing my brand new shoe. And I'm down to seeds and stems again. Well, I met my old friend Bob today from up in Bowling Green. He had the prettiest little gal that I'd ever seen. But I couldn't hide my tears at all, 'cause she looked just like you. And I'm down to seeds and stems again, too. Now everybody tells me there's other ways to get high. They don't seem to understand I'm too far gone to try. Now the lonely memories, they're all I can do. I'm down to seeds and stems again, too. My dog died just yesterday, left me all alone. The finance company dropped by today, it repossessed my home. That's just a drop in the bucket compared to losing you. I'm down to seeds and stems again. Got the down to seeds and stems again, blue.
Early one morning while making my rounds, took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed and stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Playing in a hop joint, I smoking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hap that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her cold, cause she made me sore. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. Put me on a train and they brought me back. Had no friends to go my bail. They slapped my dried up carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied the sheriff coming down the line. Hocked and he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hap, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was paneled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I'll never forget the day I shot my woman down. Come all you haps and listen unto me. Just lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine.
Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be, folks. That's truer words were never spoke. Cocaine blues there.
That's a great version of that. Roy Hogg said he actually had a minor hit with that back in 1951.
Okay, it seems like a lot of folks had a hit with that, including several
Johnny
even
Cash,
recently. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. See.
Doesn't Hank 3 even do that?
Oh, yeah, he does,
Hank
actually.
Hank 3 does that.
And we don't have it here. Shoot.
Shucky darn.
All right, we had quite a little set there immoralizing demoralizing.
Yeah, a whole set of illicit substances and illicit thrills and litigated and prohibited pleasures there in that last set. We started that out with Reefer-Headed Woman.
Buster Bennett Trio. It's been a Buster Bennett day today.
It's good stuff. And then, of course, we had Hoagie Carmichael singing about the Hong Kong blues, about that guy who messed around with the opium and got himself stuck down in... got 20 years privilege taken away from him in Hong Kong. And then what's the order, Jeff?
We had the great Wayne the Train.
Oh, yeah,
Hancock
Wayne the Train
there
doing
If You're a Viper, great old song.
Fats Waller tune originally, but he does it in kind of his illimitable honky-tonk yodeling style.
Got that. And then I had to pull this one out of the stack. Someone on a Commander Cody kick again. And I can remember driving to Colorado the first time I came out here with an 8-track tape playing this stuff. And that's Down to Seeds and Stems Again Blues. That's the live version coming from the live at the Lost Planet Airman.
Was that when you were hitchhiking out to Colorado as a young
Yeah, it's
high school
one of those things.
Runaway.
And it's hard to explain. I wasn't a runaway.
You were an early graduate.
I was an early graduate.
You got out of jail.
Early graduate of life, and soon I will be retired. All right, and then follow that up with the great Roy Hogshead. I can't recommend this disc highly enough. Run out the Bear Family on the web, at least, and you can get that. Maybe your record stores can order it for you. It is a great, great disc.
Our regular listeners will know we talk a lot about... Boy, this is some corny stuff you put on the back here, Jeff. But they'll know that we talk about
This Bear. Is Ennio Morricone. What do you mean, corny, pal?
Anyways, the Bear Family, though, I want to give this quick mention. For some reason, I don't know why, but those Germans seem to know more about and love more about Western Americana than most Western Americans, and we've got to give it to those German labels like Bear Family and stand up and applaud them for preserving a lot of this stuff and reissuing it so we can get it here in Colorado and play it for y'all. And speaking of playing this kind of stuff for y'all, I do a show on Wednesday nights at the roof of the West End Tavern called Western Wednesdays, and you can come down anytime after 7 p.m. and I'll be playing a lot of the music you hear on Route 78 West and showing old Western films, projecting them up on the wall, and it's a lot of fun. I even had some German folks down last Wednesday, and they really deeply enjoyed it, and they requested that I play Shane this week, so I might have to look into doing that.
I might have a copy of that, actually. Those Germans, they know their Western music better than most Americans. So.
It seems to be.
Well, I got something new here, and I just want to kind of crack the seal on this CD and see how it smells. This is Greg Allen with Kim McKenzie, and they're Texas kind of based songwriters type stuff, and I don't know, got sent to me as something there. I try to listen to things when you guys send things to us. See, I feel kind of like a little responsibility. And this one is called Paradise, Texas is the record. And check this one out. It's got Flaco Jimenez playing accordion. And
cool.
As you know, I like accordion. And this is going out for my pal Jerry, who's about to depart to the great north. He's heading up to that faraway city of Fort Collins.
That wouldn't be the Jerry of Jerry C. Zydeco Playboys, the hottest push-button accordionist on the scene.
That is indeed him.
Right.
And I know he emulates and can tell me all these great things about what Flaco's doing, and I always go, he just sounds good. But here's Spanish Town, kind of middle-of-the-road Texas-style stuff, but kind of sounded pretty good to me, so we'll give it a shot. And then I don't know where we're going, but we'll go somewhere.
Sure, because this is a highway, folks. It's Route 78 West on Radio 1190. Enjoy.